tape, and we really don't have too much time to be sitting around thinking about it. You know, we've got to go back to work. Coaches will be back at it tonight, and we'll build a game plan for Pittsburgh coming in here Thursday night. Okay. Yeah, Justin came in and did a great job. You know, he's been really, Aaron, playing that way all since he got here, all through offseason and training camp, and he proved in the game. He's been around. He's a 7-year vet, and he's a good football player. He did a nice job today.
Mm-hmm. Jonathan, could you discuss Lardarius Webb? Was it decided after he worked out this morning that he would be a no-go, or did you already know that?
I'm not going to get into all that. It's really not important, you know, and it's not information I really want out there. You know, it wouldn't do us any good to explain all that.
John, what did you see from Joe there at the end of the first half with 8 seconds to go and ends up taking the sack, I guess?
Yeah, I mean, that's a play obviously you'd like to have back. That's a play where you're trying to get a touchdown there. The ball's got to come out quick. You know, we have a timeout there, so it's certainly something we're capable of doing, and he just didn't pull the trigger there. You know, I'm sure he'd like to have that one back that cost us. At least 3 points. It cost us 3 points, obviously.
I'm surprised.
Well, the drops are, you know, something. You got to make those plays. In the first half, we had a number of drops, and we got to clean that up. Our guys have good hands. I mean, there's nothing they're not capable of doing. We stumbled a little bit for some reason. I don't know what was up with the field or whatever, but between that and the drops, I thought it really threw off our timing in the passing game in the first half.
John, you talked a lot about this being, you know, wanting to run and do that, but very imbalanced past the run. Is that just more of a game situation tonight?
Well, you know, we were running it. We tried to run a little bit early. We had some things to keep them off balance early. We had some boots and some screens. And we wanted to slow down that front. They're good, you know, especially the linebackers. When their linebackers started getting gassed, it helped us a little bit, and we were able to run the ball, but we were behind. But we ran it pretty good in the second half. But, hey, that's going to be important for us. I mean, we're going to need to be able to run the ball. Believe we're fully capable of doing it, and we've got to do a better job of that. I don't really have any thoughts on that right now until I look at the tape.
John, when the touchdown pass to A.J. Green, obviously a great player, makes great plays. Was it just somebody getting beat, or was there something with the coverage that wasn't there?
No, the coverage was there. I mean, okay. You saw that. It's just it's a matter of a great player got a step behind us and made a crazy play. You know, Shockey got his hand in there. He was beat by a step, though. You know, he should stay on top there. And he knows that, you know, but he got the ball out, and A.J. kind of bounced for him a little bit, and he made a play. Popped up where he could make the catch.
What do you think about Joe in that 4th-and-1?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Joe's a fighter. You know, that doesn't surprise me one bit for him to go get that and make that play. You know, he's done that lots, and, you know, Joe's a fighter.
You mentioned Shockey on that one play, but how did you feel like he did otherwise? That really only time he...
Seemed okay. You know, I don't know until I see it. You know, I thought he, you know, there weren't any other big plays. It seemed like we tackled. We kept him in front of us pretty well. Thought all of our corners and really the whole secondary, the whole defense, you know, played good, solid football throughout the game. It's, you know, they really had one play at the end. So, you know, that's the one that was the difference, though.
John, was Pierce not coming back in a coach's decision or a health decision?
It doesn't really matter. No, it wasn't a health decision. Okay. Yeah, it wasn't a health decision. He's fine. He's healthy. I guess you can extrapolate from there. we're not too enamored with fumbles. You know, we're not too. It's not what we're looking for from our running backs. All right. Thanks. All right.